USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The CDC recommending a COVID booster shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky Friday calling for those with compromised immune systems to get the booster to prevent serious and possibly life-threatening cases. Former CDC Director Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC Friday how he thinks the booster shot should be administered.
I do believe, and I've long believed, that we should be looking at providing boosters to the older population, particularly people in nursing homes or congregate settings who are more at risk of contracting COVID and more at risk of a bad outcome, people who were vaccinated a long time ago, last December or January, because we have seen evidence of declining vaccine effectiveness across the board.
Dr. Gottlieb says he also sees good news ahead. He expects the number of COVID cases in the South to peak this week and then start declining. Security concerns surrounding the 20th anniversary of 9/11, Homeland Security on Friday issuing a terrorism alert. DHS says the anniversary could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden administration working in what may be the final days before the fall of Afghanistan's capital to ensure the security of Afghans who helped the U.S. military. CNN reporting Friday a deal in the works would send up to 8,000 Afghans to Qatar. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Adela Raz, telling the PBS NewsHour Friday that Afghans are scrambling to get out.
If you look at the single ticket in Afghanistan, commercial airline tickets, there is no ticket left. Everybody is trying to leave because they assume it's a window of 48 hours or a few days that they have to secure themselves.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, after speaking to Raz, calls on the White House to order airstrikes and provide critical support to Afghan security forces. A federal judge skeptical the White House's eviction moratorium will survive a Supreme Court challenge. A judge based in D.C. Friday allows the moratorium to continue, even though she admits it's probably illegal. The Alabama Association of Realtors, the plaintiffs in the case, a spokesman says they plan to appeal. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Facebook making a controversial move regarding private communications. Tim Berg has more.
Facebook is extending the option to use end-to-end encryption for some of their most popular features like Messenger voice and video calls. This means no one, including Facebook, can see or listen in or know what is being said. Some governments have pressured the company to end the service because it is popular with people trying to hide from authorities, but it will also keep calls from law-abiding citizens from hackers and criminals. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The IRS once again sending out more money for kids. Here's Wendy King.
Parents in the U.S. will begin receiving their second child tax payments, the IRS says. The first payments went out to eligible recipients a month ago. They're part of President Biden's American Rescue Plan. The new child tax credit increased the maximum of $2,000 to as much as $3,600 and allows families to receive 50% of their child's tax credit from July 15th to December 15th. Many families with qualifying children will receive monthly payments of $300 per month per child. The White House said last month that nearly 40 million American families qualify for the credit, and the funds will benefit roughly 65 million children. The next four payments are scheduled to go out on the 15th of September, October, November, and December. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.